Yesterday in Cosmic number 19, Cosmic Dynamics number 19, we started deconstructing how paradigm shifts actually work. Surprise, it all takes place in the mind. We touched on the dangers or opportunities behind the form. The form of what is presented as a truth. Regardless of if the truth is true or not, if the form is trustworthy enough, I will trust. You might want to have a listen to Cosmic Dynamics number 19 before playing this episode, before we peel off one more layer together. My name is Camille, you're listening to Cosmic Dynamics, 5 minutes of exploration on art, change, and the music of the universe. If the form can make it true to most people, we don't have any reference on who to trust anymore. Because in the end, it's just the form that makes it trustworthy. Is that so? We can never be sure if that's actually true. True. Well, wait a minute. I trust only what is scientifically proven. I have bad news for you. As we've touched on this, in the previous episode, science is its own paradigm. In other words, people from within this paradigm demonstrate formulas and models that currently work based on parameters established by this very same paradigm. Like in our Galilei story, it's true until the next revolutionary idea gets demonstrated. Think classic physics challenged by quantum physics, for instance. The problem is when a paradigm is by definition blocking the possible upgrades of that same paradigm. But that's for another day. Here I'll say, don't get me wrong, I believe science is extremely helpful when it's taken as science, with its possibilities and with its still vast limitations. Mentioning this because most will agree that science has become more of a religion, I would say, like the voice of God that we never question. Every decision in society can be justified as long as it is proven scientifically. From putting weird creams on your face to a life cycle analysis that justifies harmful investments to a mandatory vaccine, for instance. Scientifically proven, which, let's remember, means a group of scientists from within that paradigm agreed to consider something as true according to the parameters defined by this very paradigm. It's very helpful for many things, but a large number of other realities that demonstrably work cannot be used because science doesn't know how to explain it with the arbitrary parameters of that current paradigm. So what if some people, for instance, using ancestral techniques or unconventional medicine, can demonstrably bypass the need for a vaccine against coronavirus, for instance? Would that be considered by the system? If it's not proven scientifically, so... But it works, look. Yeah, but we can't explain it with a scientific model. Of course not. Science hasn't got to that level yet. What? What are you saying? Okay, you get the idea. I'll conclude this episode with this question. In the way we are making decisions and talking to each other, crafting stories that shape common sense, are we acting more like if the paradigm we have temporarily chosen is the absolute truth and will always be? Or are we acting more like this is the current way things are commonly understood by most humans? You see what I mean? If we organize all of our reality around the paradigms we believe in right now and don't recognize them as such, like simply ephemeral paradigms that more advanced humans will probably laugh about one day, and if we keep treating this temporary truth as absolute, we get stuck in a box using just a small part of our mind. And before we can go any further as a society, we might want to build widespread literacy on paradigms and why we consider things to be true or not. Imagine a world where everyone can step back and be a little bit less convinced. Instead, we can embrace this beautiful gift our mind provides, the ability to evolve our paradigms. Paradigm is the name of the soundtrack you're hearing in the background, Big Sound by Jay Hardway. Since there will be no dance festival this summer, we will need to, well, crank up the volume from home and use our imagination. Wouldn't this be the sound of entering a new paradigm? Sounds like it. All right, speak to you next time. Cheers.